I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Searching for a diplomatic way out of the showdown with Syria and remembering the attacks of 9/11. Let's get started. We begin, though, with the growing concerns that the proposed deal with Russia and Syria could be nothing more than a bid by those countries to buy time, and growing doubts whether it would even be possible to neutralize Syria's chemical weapons stockpile at all. This, of course, all happening on the 12th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The President and Vice President marking the occasion this morning in the White House. 9/11, you remember, begat anthrax letters, then smallpox fears, then a war with Iraq over alleged weapons of mass destruction, a war that, just like today, was preceded by diplomatic overtures, UN initiatives, weapons inspectors, comings and goings, and serious doubts about the wisdom and judgment of the commander-in-chief. There are echoes of that today as Secretary of State Kerry departs tonight for Geneva and 2 days of talks with his Russian counterpart, each bringing proposals for putting the Syria chemical stockpile under international control. Now, the two countries divided over whether force should remain an option if Syria does not live up to a deal. Then there's the sheer mechanics of locating, securing, and possibly destroying tens of thousands of tons of mustard gas, sarin, and nerve gas. In fact, no one even knows exactly how much chemical weapons, what tonnage there really is. Back home, doubts being voiced not just about Russia's President Vladimir Putin, but also President Obama after his speech last night.
He cannot speak to the nation as a commander-in-chief. He cannot speak to the world as a commander-in-chief. He just cannot do it. And I don't know what it is.
Republican Senator Corker there questioning the president's ability as president, basically, also complaining that he's not making the case that America's credibility is on the line. We're going to hear from his colleague John McCain shortly, but first, Jim Acosta is at the White House. So, Jim, what's the latest from the White House on this proposal from Russia? What's happening?
Well, Anderson, the White House is, first of all, not going to get into a back and forth with Senator Corker. But as you mentioned, the president is sort of getting back to the ceremonial duties that you sometimes see with a commander in chief. He was honoring the victims of the September 11th attacks today. He was at a volunteer event for the chronically ill, bagging lunches for those folks. But as for this Russian proposal, Jay, first of all, the White House is not setting any kind of timeline as to when Syria is going to have to give up its chemical weapons. That was something that was asked time and again today. They're not giving a timeline at this point. But you really got the sense, Anderson, that the White House is setting expectations for this Russian proposal. They were saying at the press briefing earlier today that Russia is Assad's best friend, that the Russians haven't been very cooperative in recent years. And this was all sort of punctuated by White House Press Secretary Jay Carney when he said Russian prestige is on the line with this proposal. Here's what he had to say.
Russia is Assad's and Syria's closest ally. Russia has played the role of blocking international efforts thus far to hold Assad accountable. And the proposition that they put forward to deal with Assad's chemical weapons presents a real opportunity if it were to be successful.
Now, it's interesting to point out, Anderson, at the end of the news conference, Jay Carney called on a Russian reporter who said, now, wait a minute, this whole Russian proposal came from these constructive conversations that were going on between the president and President Putin of Russia. And Jay Carney had to say, you know what, you got a point there, Anderson.
Secretary Kerry, obviously, as we said, is heading to Geneva to meet his Russian counterpart. How optimistic is the administration that they will actually be able to hash out some sort of deal, especially since the sides seem so far apart?
Well, you get the sense that they're cautiously optimistic about this, but they're at the same time, Jay, you're hearing, or Anderson, you're hearing the same thing that you heard from Jay Carney here at the White House that you're hearing over at the State Department. The State Department spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said at this briefing earlier this afternoon with reporters that what Secretary Kerry is doing over there in Geneva is testing the seriousness, as she put it, of the Russian proposal. So really, they're just at that point in the game right now, looking at what's going to be on paper at this point, let alone what might be coming down the road. At one point during this briefing, Jen Psaki said that they're going into this meeting with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov with their eyes wide open. So a measure of optimism, Anderson, but also a whole lot of caution. They're just not sure if this is going to work out, and they're setting those expectations.